With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, subject, get the funk out my face. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating a guy for close to 3 years, and I need some advice on a major issue I'm having with him. I love this man, and he is a great guy. He loves me too, and we have been talking about marriage. But here's my issue. I cannot stand going to his house because it is always a mess. When we spend quality time together, we're always at my house, and I have to encourage him to pick up after himself and not eat all over my house. He and his teenage son live like slobs, and I have told him that I don't feel comfortable at his house. There are clothes and shoes all over the place, old food containers in the kitchen and living room, empty bottles and mail thrown everywhere. And I won't even mention the bathrooms, okay? As you can imagine, there is also a very bad, stuffy odor in the house, too. When we first met, I asked him if he needed me to help him hire a cleaning service to come in and help out. He said he was ashamed and he would do it himself. But over time, nothing's changed and it's gotten worse, not better. Now, the worst part is that he's starting to smell like his house. Don't get me wrong. He's never had an issue with hygiene, but his clothes have started looking dirty and smelling funky just like his house. I have been making up excuses to avoid intimacy with him because I'm totally turned off by the smell. Intimacy is a big part of any great relationship. So how can I get this man to see that his filth and funk are pushing me away? Please help. This is a bad situation. This is a funky, nasty situation to be in,
deal.
Right? Yeah, low down deal, right? Hygiene. I mean, this is a big deal breaker in any relationship. This is a big deal breaker getting past this. I mean, going to someone's house that's messy, maybe have, you know, a few clothes thrown around or something like that. Messy and nasty are two different things, okay? You can pick up some clothes and hang those up and, you know, your house is still clean and everything. But being nasty with food containers and the bathrooms being a mess and it having an odor and then you having an odor because you live there, that is a mess. And you make him sound like he's just a couple of, you know, couple of boxes or something away from being a hoarder. That's kind of what you make it sound like. And if you watch that show, Hoarders, they say that hoarding is mental. It's a mental condition. I say you, on your own, do what you suggested to him. Get him some help to clean up his house. That's one thing. I mean, this is a mess and you don't want to be a part of it, and I understand that. You guys are talking marriage. If he's like this now, you guys aren't married, you go to his house. Can you only imagine if you marry this guy and he starts doing this in your house? You guys will be divorced very quickly, I'm sure. So he needs help. His son needs some help because he's a slob, like you say. He needs someone to come in on a consistent basis and keep this house clean, and he needs to... You need to make sure that he's doing the same with himself, with his personal hygiene, all right? If that doesn't help the situation, you're going to have to say something, and you're probably going to have to leave because this is a deal breaker. Hygiene, nastiness, this is a deal breaker as far as I'm concerned. Steve?
This letter is real simple. It's cut and dry. I'm probably not going to have to take two breaks to do this.
Okay.
Okay, keep it funky. Let's go.
Now, here's the deal. Shirley mentioned hoarding and how it's mental. This is not a mental problem. This is a physical problem. Stank is not mental. Stank is physical. Stank produces physical reactions. Mm. Woo, Lord, that ain't mental. That's physical. You got to roll. Woo, you got to do. Woo, Lord.
Really?
Damn. Mm-hmm. Man, hell. What's happening in here? That's not mental. This is a physical problem you have. Smell is physical. Mm-hmm. You had to inhale. Your nostrils got to start burning.
Oh, God.
That's physical. Eye watering is physical. Things that happen when you run into a smell. Shortness of breath.
Yeah.
That's physical. So we're not going to sit up and act like him and his nasty-ass son has got mental problems. It's physical. Now he's starting to smell like his house.
Ugh.
I had a partner smell just like his house. Mm. You know what his house smelled like?
Uh-oh. Can we say it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it didn't stink. It was just strange. His house smelled like, and he smelled like hot dog water. You know, hot dog water don't stink, but it's just strange.
Yeah, it has a distinct odor.
That's what
and that's how he smelled, like hot dog water.
Wow.
You want to bring up hot water?
And then, you know, his house smelled like hot. When we went over there, we was always saying, man, is y'all boiling hot dogs? And they never was. And they never was.
They never was.
Every time we walk in, man, we finna have hot dogs. Hell no, we ain't having no hot dog. What's that I smell? We ain't cooking. Well, somebody has some hot dogs in here. Just be in his house arguing. Now, lady, you got to get involved here. I'm not saying it's your job. I'm not saying women have to do this. But you know if your man is short in the department, you're supposed to pick him up. And if you're short in the department, your man's supposed to pick you up. You know good and hell well you done let this stink go on too long at this house. When you offered to get a cleaning service and he said he was ashamed he'd do it himself, you should have sent the people over there. I mean, this nasty-ass son sitting up in there. You're damn right we can't imagine what the bathroom is like. Because your living room smells like hot dog water. Now, there's another water that's going on in that bathroom.
Oh, no.
This is real simple. Ain't no recap. Your house stink. She with a man who house stink. Her teenage son, he stink. They starting to smell like the house. Now, I want the fellas to join in here and write down your house smell like fill in the blank. Now, I kicked it off with hot dog water.
Mm-hmm.
What other smells does a house smell like?
Your house smell like gorilla butt.
Mm. Ooh. Mm. Wow.
Mm. That's from this.
Junior?
Mm-hmm. Junior?
How do you follow that?
Your house smell like underarm.
That's stinking.
Your house smell like two skunks in the summer. That's hot. See, that's hot funk right there.
That's funky.
Your house smell like hot garbage. Garbage when it's hot? God,
it has an odor to it. Your house smell like wet feet that's been hiking. A lot.
Wait a minute.
What?
Feet that's been hiking.
Hiking.
That's been hiking.
In the sun.
Okay.
I don't want to say this, but your house smell like it's some spoiled milk somewhere.
Yeah.
I smell it.
Your house smell like y'all didn't put the garbage out 3 weeks straight. That's what it smell like.
Go ahead.
We all done forgot to do that before.
3 weeks?
Not three.
But. Your house smell like a bag of warm dog food. Not hot, just warm.
Just warm.
You know when you open up that bag of dog food and it don't really smell good to you, but your dog over there be going crazy?
Yes.
Okay. I got one, and we've all experienced this.
Come on.
What?
You go lay down on the couch, and your grandmama been sitting there for a long time, and you have to jump up. because it's long.
Your house smell like 3 weeks spoiled collard green.
That's stinky.
That's funky.
That's funky right there.
That ham hock in it?
I got the worst.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this here? Your house smell like y'all just took some hockey and put it in the microwave.
Hockey.
Put that on 30. That's you know.
Oh,
You know what hockey
that's
is?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And turned it on.
Turned it on 30 seconds.
Oh God.
Got it hot.
Oh, I might barf. What? Come on, Steve. Yeah.
Your house smell like an empty chitlin bucket.
Thanks.
Yeah. That's
stank. That's
stank
right there.
No, I have a weak stomach. You all know this.
This one is because I'm the only one that know what this smell like because I have to shave George Wallace's mama back hair. That's what it smells like.
Wow.
George Wallace is going to jump on you one day when you least expect it.
Oh, man.
Out of nowhere.
Come on.
Your house smell like a used baby diaper left in a hot car.
Oh.
When you open that door.
Oh, yeah, I did that. Hey, man, when the twins was little, I did that one time. God, dog, man.
You left the diaper in the car, Steve.
Man. I thought my little girls was men. I said, man, this is... I didn't have them twin girls back there. They was grown-ass men. With little bonnets on. Lord has deceived me. I didn't have daughters. I have two men in the back seat.
Strong.
That's strong.
Yeah, that's strong. Yeah.
Is it hot in there too?
This house smell like Gorilla Toe Jam. Yeah. That right there. Smell it, Carla. Smell it.
No, this is nasty.
Shirley and I, our faces just been frowning.
Yeah.
All.
Your mama.
No, I have a weak stomach.
Your mama, how? Your mama house smell like that can of fish grease on the stove.
The whole house.
The whole house. How did his mama get in it?
I don't know. You mentioned George Wallace.
You got a board.
I just said your mama house. But you know, you say that.
George Wallace, mom. Just your
no,
mama
No, I didn't
house.
Do that. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Mm.
Your house smell like...
Uh-oh.
An empty sardine can that you forgot, and it's back behind the trash can.
Damn,
it's been there for
that thing
a while.
In there, that thing stank. Kicking.
That is some stank.
That,
that's
thing,
some
that thing
right
is humming. you can't find it.
Mm-mm. You can't.
Now, where is that coming from?
Coming from, yeah.
I walked in the house before one time, Jen. I walked in, I said, hey, man, this house smell like hot sex. I'm not lying. This house here stank. There's somebody in here. Where is they doing it at? It's hot as hell in here. Look at that folk, that little twinge.
Woo! This house smell like goat cheese and monkey ass. What is that?
Oh. Hey, man. Oh, this is funky house.
Yeah, that's nasty. You guys are making me sick.
Okay,
well, we out of time yet?
No.
We got more.
You got about a minute. Come on.
Yeah.
Man, one minute.
Let's go.
Y'all's house smells just like y'all's breath.
Damn.
That's strong.
That's why don't nobody face y'all when they talking to you.
Don't nobody come in.
Come on, Jay.
Yeah. Your house smell the back of your granddaddy's ear. Ooh, that is stank.
Yeah. That's caked up. I've seen it. That's caked up.
Hey, so nasty. Yeah. I done came in here, and this house smell like some spoiled pudding. I know.
Ooh, you scared me.
I know.
Boy. Ooh, you scared me, boy. I'd have been proud of you, though.
Boy, you went right to the edge on that one, Junior.
I went over there. I came back.
This house smell like, has the dragon from Game of Thrones been breathing in? What this smell like?
All right, come on, Steve.
No, we're going to break.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to break.
I could have gave you one.
Okay. All right, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter, guys. It's Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.